This is the sound of hydro demolition. One Lise Bradlin, project manager for I-215 reconstruction, describes what it looks like.
It looks very deceptive. It looks like someone operating a giant carpet cleaner, for lack of a better description. One end sprays the water at a high rate.
The hydro demolition machine uses high pressure water jets to demolish the top 3 to 4 inches of a bridge. It eliminates the potential for structural damages, which sometimes happen with jackhammers. The machine uses 36,000 PSI, 20 times more powerful than your average home power washer. According to Lise Bradlin, this machine is also quicker than traditional demolition methods, and it reduces dust.
This is one of the safest techniques there is out there. As you can see, there's very little needed. There's very few workers. One man can manage the whole operation, and really everything is automated. It's very precise, the water is safe, and it's very controlled.
All the water and broken up concrete is gathered by a large vacuum. Later, the water is recycled back into the water supply, and the concrete is reused in future construction projects. Lise Bradlin says this construction project will add about 15 more years of use to the bridge.
This project is much needed by the Western Salt Lake County area here. We're reconstructing the pavement to give new life to it, because it's been over 40 years and we haven't done anything. It's much needed.
With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Amy Kobabe.